strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Some of the criticism includes, for example, the 600,000 plus getaways, folks who came into this country and did not go through the process of requesting asylum.
I know nothing.
Do you know where they are and who they are?
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Like Disney World, but in hell. The meanest place on earth.
Where's that?
New York City.
After the discovery just before the midterm elections of the documents with the classified markings, were any additional classified documents found as part of that search?
Trillion 700.
The federal government did come after me with the full force of the law and raided my home on September 23rd as a response to that. And, here we are 4 months after that raid, vindicated, hopefully, with no issue with appeal.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That last person you heard in the introduction is Mark Houck. He's 48 years old. He's from suburban Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And he is a sidewalk counselor, as he's called. He's pro-life, and for years he's been praying and protesting outside a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Philadelphia. And as you know, since the Roe v. Wade decision was overturned by the Supreme Court last year, the left-wing activists have vandalized, burned down several pro-life clinics, more than several dozens of pro-life clinics. There have been four arrests, I believe, the FBI has made on those multiple instances of violence. However, they've arrested a lot of sidewalk counselors and charged them with federal crimes. One of those who was charged was Mark Houck. And he's 48 years old, and we're glad to have him on the line to discuss this. His case, he was found not guilty of a federal crime. He was facing 11 years in prison for defending his son from a crazed left-wing lunatic outside this abortion clinic in Philadelphia. I'll let him explain the story to you. Mark Houck, congratulations on your victory. I'm sorry you had to go through this horrible ordeal, but I'm glad you won.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on, Howie, and it's great to be with your audience.
So, give us a brief capsule of what happened to you exactly, and how long had you been doing this sidewalk counseling in front of the abortion clinic?
Sure. So, I began my pro-life activism back in 2003. So, just coming upon 20 years now.
Boy, since you were 28, then, in other words. So you've been doing this for a long time. Okay. And so you had your son with you on this day in question. How old was your son at the time?
Sure. Yeah, he was 12 years old at the time, and he had been coming with me every Wednesday for about 2 years since he was about 10, 11 years old.
And so this guy you were accused of pushing, Bruce Love, What was his role in this affray on the sidewalk in Philadelphia?
Sure. Well, Mr. Love is a volunteer at Planned Parenthood in Philadelphia. He's been there for many, many years. I've seen him many, many times. I've interacted with him a lot of times over the years, both positively and negatively. So he's a volunteer, and he's attempting to escort men and women into the building as is his right, and I try to, of course, help those women and men to not go into that facility, to make a better choice, but also to help those that are coming out, to help them with healing, is also my role. So Mr. Love does not appreciate our efforts and the things that we're trying to do, and on this particular day, October 13, 2021, he got a little bit more aggressive than he usually does.
And what did he started screaming at your son? Is that correct?
So there was two altercations that were outlined and were subsequently in the charges that were trumped up against me. The first instance, he basically interfered with me exercising my First Amendment rights with two women that came out of the facility we were literally over 100 feet from the building, and I was just handing them literature and talking to them and encouraging them to go to a pregnancy resource center, which was literally right there, a few steps away. And he intercepted me and them and interfered with that encounter. There was a bit of a bump and an exchange there of words. Nonetheless, we resumed our duties, went back to praying. Mr. Love proceeded to take about 20-25 minutes, it appears, of counsel within the building, came back out and positioned himself right next to my son, literally a foot away from my 12-year-old boy. And I did not like that, of course. You know, he's every right to stand where he wants to stand. But then he started to engage my son, and he started manipulating his mind and talking negatively and throwing insults at me to him. And these are the things that he's done in the past. But on this particular day, it was even more intense because he was literally right next to my son. My son got very scared and a little bit uneasy and moved away from him. And at that point, I told him, look, stop talking to my son. You don't have permission to talk to my son. And he continued to do it. At that point, I escorted him back to a different area away from my son. He followed my direction and seemed to be compliant. I turned around to go back to be with my son. He turned around, my back to him, and started the same thing, started talking to my son again, at which point I turned around and I pushed him away from my son, as any good father would do.
Right. I agree. The cops came. They didn't arrest you. Then the case was he filed a complaint, and it was referred to Larry Krasner, the DA, one of the most radical George Soros-based backed DAs in the country. He didn't do anything. So then it became a federal case, and there was a federal raid on your house, a SWAT team of FBI agents. Tell us about that.
Right. So about, I would say, after the October incident, we were put in the municipal court for a private criminal complaint, as you said, was completely dismissed. The DA, the civil affairs, the Philadelphia PD wanted nothing to do with it. On April 22nd, that was resolved, dismissed. On April 27th, I received a target letter from the Department
of Justice. Target letter? Like you were a gangster or a spy.
That's right. that I was the target of a federal bureau investigation, a federal indictment. And so, in other words, I had to get my attorney to contact the assistant U.S. attorney and basically Matt Heffron at the Thomas More Society, former federal prosecutor, said, look, you have no case. There's case law against this incident. We know about it. But if you want to indict my client, no need to bring an agent out to his house. We'll present him peacefully whenever you want him. So that happened on April 27th. The next thing I know, nothing came of that. The DOJ would not return my attorney's phone calls. In August, my attorney contacts me, August 2022, which is now, 9 months,
yeah.
10 months away from the original incident. And
right.
Then,
and we're looking at the run-up to the midterm elections when the Democrats are trying to stoke the anger about the Supreme Court decision. So they raided your house. Your wife says 25 to 30 armed agents raided your house. And then you had to stand trial. How much time were you looking at in this when you were indicted on this federal crime of interfering with an abortion clinic? How much time could you have faced in prison?
Yeah, 11 years were part of the charges and up to $350,000 in fines.
11 years. How many kids do you have, Mark?
I have seven.
Seven kids. And they wanted to put you in prison, Biden's Justice Department, for 11 years for defending your son outside an abortion clinic in a case of what at most was assault, and the leftist DA wouldn't even prosecute the case. But what did you think when you were in court last week, and you knew that there was a chance that you were going to prison for X number of years?
Well, I'll tell you what, this whole journey has been a very grace-filled experience. As a Christian man, a Catholic Christian man, you know, I see everything through the lens of the life of Christ and his own persecution and suffering. So the suffering for me was a gift in a lot of ways. I had a lot of peace. I had a lot of joy, as did my wife. My children, you know, they're the true victims in all this. You know, guns, M16s pointed at them. M16s pointed at my wife. I was shackled. I was treated like an animal. I was chained up essentially for 8 to 10 hours at the federal building. Even in the midst of that,
you were chained.
Great peace.
They chained you.
Yeah. So I was chained to a table for 6 hours in the federal building. I was shackled in my waist, shackled on my feet in the federal building, which is 100 yards from Independence Hall, where all our rights were established
right.
in this great nation. And I was escorted down to the marshals, who treated me like an animal and treated me like I was guilty. That I wasn't had any innocence, and I was shuffling my feet like a common criminal, waiting their trial, and so you know it was they wouldn't allow me to bring any clothing. You know, I was in shorts and a t-shirt. They really did it to just humiliate me, to scare my children, and to scare pro-life America.
And yet all these people from Jane's. Yet, Mark, all these people from Jane's Revenge, the leftist groups, the pro-abortion groups that are burning down, you know, pro-life centers, the FBI seems to have next to no interest in chasing them down, let alone chaining them to a table. But yeah, what happened is you went to trial. It looked like the jury was deadlocked. They wanted to throw it out. They brought in an alternate juror, and then the charges have been dismissed. Did anyone ever apologize to you from the feds and say, you know, look, we were just taking orders from Washington? Has anyone said we're sorry for doing this to you?
No. I've had citizens apologize, but there's been no apology. The lead agent, the case agent, the one who banged on my door and didn't even declare who he was at 6:45 in the morning on September 23rd, Friday. He was there. He was there the whole proceeding. He could have said something. He did not. The prosecution said nothing. I didn't expect him to. The judge thanked me, though, Judge Gerald Papert. When I thanked him, he said, no, thank you, Mr. Houck. You know, he definitely expressed sentiments that really were very touching to me.
Mark, I'm so sorry you went through this. Emma Foley's got a great column about this on our website, howiecarshow.com, if you want to read it. Just summing this whole thing up, there's some good. Do you think you've gotten enough media attention though? Because I mean, this is outrageous. What happened to you, Mark? Do you think this is being overlooked?
You know what's interesting?
What?
Yeah, what's interesting? I think we're 48 hours removed from the decision. And one of the things I think your people need to know, and one of the things we're saying, is that the government 2 weeks ago came in with a plea offer. Now, the government never comes in with a plea offer. It always has to be the defendant initiating that. The government thought so highly of their case that they were going to offer me 0 to 6 months, right, time, and plead to count two with no probation, basically a slap on the wrist. The government wanted me to take that plea and conviction, which, of course, I told them, absolutely not. I'm an innocent man. But the government was surprised I didn't take it. And it was a sweet deal that they thought I would jump at. But it just goes to show that they weren't interested in bringing this to trial. I was released on my own recognizance that day. So, again, it was just to humiliate a pro-life activist and scare pro-life America.
Where can people go to learn more about your case or to try to help you out of this situation that you're in? What's the website?
Yeah, very kind of you, and we have every intention to pursue justice against the government. But they can go to thekingsmen.org, and there's a lot of links there to Thomas More Society and to support our family in the legal battles that we'll be facing.
Okay, great, Mark Houck. We'll tweet that out. Stand by and give the address to one of our producers. But Mark, we really appreciate you being with us. It was a terrible injustice you've suffered, and this is what all of us are up against. All Americans who are law abiding citizens. This is what we face against the deep state. Thank you, Mark Houck, and thanks for your courage. AT&T's DirecTV has deplatformed Newsmax. This is the latest move in a continuing pattern of eliminating conservative channels in an effort to cut costs. Newsmax is a top four cable news channel and an overall top 20 cable channel, and yet DirecTV has said Newsmax should not receive any license fees. Zero. Meanwhile, DirecTV pays 22 liberal channels that consistently struggle to attract eyeballs. Some of these are owned by conglomerates. They're getting multiple payments. NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, CNN International, CNN Headline, CNN en Español. They're getting all this money, and Newsmax is getting no money. This is a clear case of political discrimination, and an important conservative voice has just been silenced. Last year it was OAN. This year it's Newsmax. Will it be Fox next year? Who knows? AT&T has a long history of attacking conservatives. Do you really need their cell or internet services? Do you really need DirecTV? You can get Dish TV and it's cheaper. President Trump has called for all Americans to boycott AT&T and DirecTV. Newsmax is also being supported by Governor Ron DeSantis, former governor of Alaska Sarah Palin, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Go to iwantnewsmax.com or text TRUTH to 39747 to get more information on the DirecTV censorship and how you can help. Please help out Newsmax. That's where I'm broadcasting from. It's a great outfit, and it's the only place you can get President Trump's speeches live on the weekends when he's on the campaign trail. Go to iwantnewsmax.com or text TRUTH to 39747. I'm Howie Carr.
I subscribe to the law of contrary public opinion. If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
Howie Carr. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
We'll do the poll question after the bottom of the hour. I want to take a couple of calls on Mark Houck. This is a story, again, it's being overlooked by the mainstream media, but it's really outrageous what the feds have been doing to this guy, the comrades in the Justice Department. Ardian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ardian.
Hey, thank you, Howie, for taking my call. I'm Albanian descendant, 20 years living in the United States. I have lived in Albania for 35 years. I never heard such horror stories happening to someone that did not commit a crime, even under communist dictatorship during those years. And you know how close and isolated Albania was.
Right.
That tells me how far beyond the bill has gone this FBI and their agents in treating their people who they're supposed to defend. There is no humanity in these people. They not only need to apologize, they need to compensate.
I hope he is going to sue him. This isn't prosecution. This is persecution. And again, remember, Larry Krasner, one of the most radical George Soros-backed DAs in the country, refused to touch this case because nothing happened. And the feds wanted to put him in prison for 11 years. Thanks for the call, Artie. And Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. Hey, you know, I'm a, you know, citizen, taxpayer and family guy. My kids are almost all out of the house now, and you know, it's really discouraging what's happening. And I just wonder, like, with what's happened to this guy Mark you were talking to, and everything else with the documents and you know, the double standard, is there any like reason to not fear, absolutely fear 100% the Democrats on the other side?
That's the poll question today. What's the biggest problem facing the country? And a plurality of people this time said the government, and I agree. This is horrible, and they're not going after the left wing people that are attacking the pro life centers. Read Emma Foley's column at HowieCarrShow.com about this. I'm Howie Carr. Whether you're making big changes this new year or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. A good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. And for premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me, Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. With Raycons, you get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Now's the time to check them out for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is the most important problem facing the country today? And if you vote at HowieCarshow.com, here are your options: inflation, illegal aliens, crime, government, or global warming.
I'm going with the plurality in the most recent Gallup poll, which is the government.
57% say the government, 31% say illegal aliens, 8% say inflation, crime 3%, and global warming 1%.
Oh, those are the polar bear supporters and people fearful of avalanches, taking them out as they walk down to the corner store for a cup of coffee in the morning. 844-500-4242. By the way, we still have some of the Wise Company 30-day emergency food supply. Two-bucket bundle. This is a great deal. $5 a day. Shelf life 25 years. It keeps one person going for 30 days. It's normally a $305 value. You can get it for just $152.50. Keeps two people going for 2 weeks and a day. So it's a good thing to have on stock.
That's per bucket.
Per bucket. Yeah. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242, and you can get these cheap bastard deals at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store, and if you want to read up on more of these, the deals they have, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and use the code Howie20 at checkout for a 20% discount. 844-500-4242. Derek, you're next with Howie Car. Go ahead, Derek.
Good afternoon, Howie. I learn a lot listening to your show, and it's an understatement to say that President Trump was right about a lot of things that he predicted. And one of the things that you mentioned was Trump said, "They may be coming after me, but watch out, they're going to be coming after you."
Right.
And that's what this poor guy found out.
He sure did. And you know, the thing is the amazing double standard here. This guy is out with his son praying. And you know, saying the rosary. He's not causing any trouble, and they want to put him in prison for 11 years. And yet these Jane's Revenge group that's going around burning down Catholic pro-life centers and other religions pro-life centers, the FBI isn't even looking for them, Derek.
Yeah, like you say, Howie, unbelievable double standard. And they are just so butthurt that Roe v. Wade got overturned, and they wanted to make examples of people. It's terrible.
Right. And this guy, they went after this guy last year in the run-up to the midterms because they wanted some headlines. And they, you know, Larry Krasner is a terrible, terrible district attorney. You talk to anybody from Philadelphia, there are all these random shootings, murders are at near record levels. He's not prosecuting anybody. People are let go who shouldn't be on the streets, killing other people in cold blood. And yet, Larry Krasner would not go after this guy. He knew this was a joke. The Philadelphia cops who answered the call, the 911 call on this, they didn't prosecute him. But the feds came in and they wanted to throw a federal rap at this guy. A federal rap. And you have this, at the same time we're talking about Mark Houck, and he just beat this rap 2 days ago. That's when he finally got the not guilty plea. At the same time, he's just been acquitted. I'm just looking at a headline in the New York Post. Migrant standoff in New York City turns ugly as 10 outside activists move against media with open umbrellas. So it's getting violent out in front of this hotel in Hell's Kitchen. The ongoing migrant standoff at a Manhattan hotel turned ugly today after a group of about 10 outside agitators used open umbrellas to prevent the news media from documenting the scene. The intervention prompted several illegal alien criminals to angrily confront a journalist who was shooting a video for Dubai-based Al Arabiya TV, with one illegal hitting the camera and dislodging the small monitor unit. So nothing's going to happen to these guys who are actually assaulting TV crews. Not that TV crews have any more rights than anybody else, but they're assaulting a TV crew from a foreign country that's trying to document what's going on in New York City. But nothing's going to happen to them. But they went after this American who's deeply religious, who's with his son, and they wanted to throw him in jail, prison, not jail, prison, for 11 years. 11 years. 844-500-4242. You really ought to read up on this story. And again, Emma Foley did a great column on it today, and you can read it at HowieCarshow.com. It's the lead column today, and it's all about what happened to Mark Houck. And it compares and contrasts it to this group, Jane's Revenge. And I think Jane's Revenge are also the people that that were promoting the demonstrations out in front of the houses of Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, and Brett Kavanaugh. And actually, in Brett Kavanaugh's case, the guy came there from California who was prepared with a gun and rope. He was going to take the Supreme Court justice hostage, and his family hostage. And again, do you think he's going to get 11 years? Hell no. That guy? No, he's not going to get 11 years. But they want to give Mark Houck 11 years. Jean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jean.
Howie, I missed whether or not Mark Houck had expressed to you that the crime he was committed about was last year, the year before he was arrested. It was in 2021.
Right.
And so they must have been scouring. Oh, so he did say that?
Yeah, no, I think you said it briefly, but you're right to reiterate it. Maybe it didn't come across clearly. This happened in 2021. He was not arrested until they were looking for basically scapegoats, sacrificial lambs in the run-up to the 2022 election. They were trying to gin up their pro-abortion, single-woman base of voters. And that's what this was all about. I mean, that's why I'm saying it was a political persecution. And you heard the guy from Albania say that, you know, he grew up in Albania, and that was one of the most regressive, repressive communist regimes on earth. And he said they never did anything like this. I mean, they would throw you in jail for other reasons, but not for getting into a shoving match on a street.
Going after people that, I mean, they must have, like, looked at all the places they could possibly, you know, have anybody that, you know, was there all the time. And they went out and they asked that guy, and he brought up this guy. I don't know how they even knew his name, but, you know, it's like old news.
Yeah. Well, again, they wanted a headline to, and especially in Philadelphia, they wanted to gin up the Fetterman base. The Shapiro base. Shapiro was running for governor. Fetterman, the guy who's like half dead, he was running for the Senate. They needed to gin up that suburban Philadelphia lib base, and this was a good way to do it. This is from the Wall Street Journal, the column by I think William McGurn a couple days ago. They came. The SWAT team arrived almost a full year after the altercation, just 5 weeks before the election. A SWAT team of around 25 to 30 armed agents arrived at around 7 a.m. Was this show of force justified for a man who had never been a threat or a flight risk? On top of it all, one of Mr. Hoke's team of lawyers at the Justice at the Thomas More Society, Matt Heffron, had emailed the assistant U.S. attorney in June saying Mr. Hoke would accept a summons to surrender himself. On the evidence, the raid appears calculated to send a political message. It was less than 2 months before the midterm elections. In October of 2022, 11 U.S. senators and 29 members of Congress sent a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray asking if the raid on Mr. Hauck was an example of, quote, weaponizing the power of federal law enforcement against pro-life Americans based solely on their beliefs. And, of course, to ask the question is to answer the question. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of cuts from Mark Howcott. He was on Fox News earlier with this, and he was asked about why they were coming after him. Cut one. Cut 11, please.
Why do you think they came after you?
Look, I'm a pro-lifer, and I've been a pro-lifer. I've been an activist for 20-plus years, and we all know what happened in June. We all know that Roe v. Wade was overturned, and does it sound like a coincidence? I can't speculate, but it seems too good to be true for me that the government would decide after 20 years that this is the time to go after this man who's been peacefully protesting, praying for years. And all of a sudden, in light of the climate and the culture, this is a good time to come after pro-lifers. That's all I can say and speculate.
It's like the January 6th protesters. They're political prisoners. There's no question about it. Think of all the people that the mostly peaceful protesters who burned down places in the George Floyd riots in 2020. The two lawyers in New York City from ultra privileged backgrounds who threw the Molotov cocktails into the police cars. They're not doing 11 years, are they? No. They didn't want to do anything. Oh, she suffered discrimination. Oh, she has an alcohol problem. That's why she threw a Molotov cocktail into a police car in Brooklyn and tried to kill some cops. Oh, she believes she tried to mentor illegal aliens who were coming to this country. Oh. Cut 12.
Why did it take 10 months for the FBI to come after you?
Well, that's a good question, and I really don't have answers for that. But I would just give all thanks to God for the result that we have. We had a local problem, a father's rights, basically a dad trying to protect his son. It was handled in the local courts, dismissed in the local courts, but the federal government picked it up 5 days after the dismissal, decided to make a case of it. I don't really get into the opinions of whether it's a political issue or not. Seems logical to me, but the federal government did come after me with the full force of the law and raided my home on September 23rd as a response to that. And here we are 4 months after that raid, vindicated, hopefully, with no issue with appeal.
He didn't get to negotiate when the FBI was going to arrive like Brandon did. With the raid, so-called raid. It wasn't a raid. It was
President Brandon, can we come in, pretty please? We'll take off our shoes before we go in. Is there any places you don't want us to look for the documents with classified markings on them?
Yeah. What a system we live in today. Whoever thought it would come to this? Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equities seems to be over. Recession is on the horizon. Prices are going through the roof again. Layoffs everywhere. The stock market was down again today. Interest rates are rising. The housing market is in turmoil. All of these are reasons for you to protect your assets, and there's so many more. In times of political and economic crises like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals, tangible assets. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 per ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for over 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like the one that is oppressing us all now financially. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500 or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
You just shot an unarmed man.
He should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
508 says, when the SWAT team arrives a year later, you know the guy is really dangerous. The SWAT team arrives after his lawyer says he'll be glad to just accept the summons and turn himself in at the courthouse or wherever the FBI headquarters are. 617, just compare the January 6th quote-unquote political prisoners to Ray Epps and the pipe bomber. Disband the FBI. Hey, I've been saying that for a long time. You know, I think, you know, it's not majority opinion yet, but I think it's getting more traction when you see what these people are up to. And they say, you know, they keep saying, well, you know, most agents are okay. It doesn't, you know, most agents are just following orders. If the fish rots from the head, as a governor named Dukakis used to say when he was running for president, and that's what's happened with the FBI. It's rotted from the head on down, from the 7th floor on down. Anthony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hi, man. You know, I love your show. I'm black. Me and my family listen to you every day, man. You know, so
thank you.
I just want you to know that.
I appreciate it.
So my question to you, my brother, he's under FISA watch list, no due process. Okay,
yeah.
So we went to spoke to a lawyer regardless of the situation and stuff. So he did explain to us what is going on. You know, you don't have to really do anything and other for your name to end up being a watch list or no due process.
Right.
So my question to America, why can't we find a lawyer or a FISA lawyer? That's my question to you, man. You know,
look what happens to the people who defend Trump. People, there were people who were involved in some of these Trump cases. They worked for real high end white shoe law firms, and they were run out of the law firms. You know, that's why. I mean, it's not like it used to be. There used to be groups like the ACLU that would take cases like this with unpopular people. But the ACLU is pretty much part of the establishment now. And this whole FISA, these secret courts, I mean, there's only one way you can have a secret court, and that's if everything's on the level. But, you know, the lesson of human history is that you can't trust any government that much. That's why the founding fathers put in all these checks and balances. And one of the checks and balances is the Fifth Amendment. You have the right to remain silent if you're accused of a crime. And also the Sixth Amendment, which is the right to confront your accuser. And the FISA court is a secret court, so it's all ex parte, as they say. One side. There is no opposing counsel. There is no Sixth Amendment. The FISA courts have got to go. That was a big mistake.